Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in Zachary Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N. Zachary Brennan is a 31-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 4/22/20. But at that time, he was restraining a patient from a standing to a sitting position and held his weight. But he then developed pain on the lateral upper arm near his shoulder. Period, he did not fall or strike his head. Period, he did not go to the emergency room. Period, he had further treatment but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period, new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Brennan was seen at Jefferson Health on 5/12/20. Period. He related he injured his shoulder snowboarding on 2/7/20. Period, it improved and he had no complaints. Period, however, at work on either the 24th or 25th of April, he had to restrain / redirect a client and re-injured his shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with left supraspinatus tendonitis and possible rotator cuff injury. Period, he was initiated on physical therapy and was referred for x-rays. Period. He returned on 6/23/20 and was diagnosed with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. There was no additional mechanism of injury described. Period. He had been attending physical therapy as he was able to during the pandemic with good improvement. But the patient felt he had reached maximum medical improvement when doing a period. When doing a new shoulder exercise, he felt pain again that had not resolved. Period, he was currently complaining of some wrist discomfort. But he saw an urgent care physician who diagnosed him with carpal tunnel syndrome and tendonitis. Period. He was placed in a splint and referred for occupational therapy. Period. New paragraph on 12/7/20. Mr. Brennan was seen was seen by Dr. Levin, L-E-V-I-N, at Mainline Health. Period. Mr. Brennan stated he originally hurt himself snowboarding in February and then at work in April. Period, he didn't hurt immediately, but he did the following morning. Period, he had seen his primary care physician named Dr. Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, via telehealth during COVID. Period, he participated in physical therapy for bilateral wrist pain. Period, he then went to occupational therapy, which had been discontinued. Period, he wished to return to the gym. Period, his PCP thought he had shoulder tendonitis. Period, he did not have any imaging, but did have occasional sharp pains in the left upper extremity. Comma, difficulty with home exercise program. Comma, and returned to physical therapy with symptoms involving his neck. Period, he was not seeing any specialists. Period. He was not working at the time due to COVID. Period. This physician performed an exam and diagnosed left shoulder pain of unspecified chronicity, for which he recommended a COX-2 anti-inflammatory, medication, imaging, coma, orthopedic specialist consultation with possible injection, coma, MRI, coma, and further physical therapy. Period. The x-rays of the cervical spine were done on 12/9/20 and revealed straightening but was otherwise normal. Period. X-rays of the shoulder were done the same day and was read as normal. Period. He followed up at Mainline Health. Scratch that. There are no further progress notes provided from Mainline Health to substantiate additional treatment beyond 12/7/20. Period. Physical exam. Actually, before I do that, he was seen at Novacare Rehabilitation beginning 8/25/20. Period. In their note of 9/8/20, he again admitted he initially injured his shoulder while snowboarding in February 2020. Period. He had a lot of minor falls at that time. Period. They got better, and he thought he was fine until 4/26/20, when he alleged a re-injury to his shoulder while restraining a difficult patient. Period. You suspect this petitioner partakes in weightlifting because there are several notations of him wanting to go to the gym in these records. Period. On 9/25/20, he was feeling better and was planning on returning to work after a vacation to California. Period. At his discharge visit on 9/30/20, his pain was rated at 0/10. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique with pectus excavatum at the chest. A congenital anomaly. Paired extremities, upper normal, shoulders normal, cervical and thoracic normal. He is currently attending occupational therapy school and does strength training as part of his fitness routine. Pretty indicated the location of his pain was in the left triceps area, but this was not tender to palpation, nor was there any swelling there. Period. Impressions. Zachary Brennan alleges to have injured his shoulder at work on 4/22/20 when restraining a patient. Period. He was diagnosed with tendonitis and initiated on conservative care. Period. He admitted to his providers that he originally injured the shoulder while snowboarding in February 2020, after which he was asymptomatic. Period. He then had the event in question. Period. He had x-rays of the left shoulder and cervical spine that were unrevealing. Period. He participated in physical therapy, who also documented a history of prior snowboarding injury. Period. He improved with therapy through 11/24/20. Period. New paragraph, the current exam was normal with respect to the left shoulder and cervical spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He feels better now and has no pain, but he does get intermittent tightness in the shoulder and has to stretch it a lot. But he is doing strength training now. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, or cervical spine. Period. In retrospect, he states when he injured his shoulder while snowboarding, he had pain on the top of his shoulder, but did not seek any treatment. Period. End.